We're down to episode 22, or up to episode 22, whatever. It's episode 22. CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet. Lots to talk about today. Alright everybody, welcome to episode 22 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet, your friend of the neighborhood kinesiologist. So, been about a week or so since our last podcast, trying to give everybody some time to catch up. We were a little fast and furious there for a while, putting out some podcast episodes, because there's just lots to talk about and lots that come across my mind to share with you guys. So, thought I'd give you a little bit of a breather and then come back at you today with some new information, a new topic, and give you something fresh and new to listen to. So at the end of the show, we're going to touch a little bit on the campaigns that we launched a couple weeks ago with our Local Champions campaign and our I Am More campaign, and we'll touch on that at the end. But today's show was kind of inspired by some recent conversations that I've had. And you know, part of health and fitness is not just physical fitness, and a lot of it is mental health. And you know, Bell, the telecommunications company, had done pretty well. Well, actually, it's done really remarkable recently in their Let's Talk campaign, and with the help of a lot of different celebrities, they've had a lot of different campaigns out there and a lot of different programs or promotions to really get people to talk about mental health and to reduce the stigma of things that surround mental health. And, you know, back when if you had some sort of anxiety or depression or any mental health issue at all, you know, you were considered broken and you were considered weird and something was not quite right. Much along the lines of if you had a disability, you know, you were considered broken and weird and you just weren't quite right. Well, that's all obviously changed, right? It's changing in terms of disability and how the world is becoming accessible. And I think in terms of mental health, it certainly is. It's being put out there and it's coming around, right? And there's still a long ways to go, obviously, just like there is in the world of disability, but it's definitely less of a stigma than it was and certainly something that people can talk about. And I am not a mental health expert by any means. You know, in terms of kinesiology, you do have some information on psychology and how, you know, the mind can affect the body, et cetera. But I, you know, let's put that out there. I'm not a mental health professional. You know, what we're going to discuss today is really just to get the conversation rolling and to get you thinking. And obviously, if something resonates with you and you are struggling with, you know, any sort of mental health concerns, then, you know, you certainly want to see a professional about that. And, you know, if you don't have a family physician or, you know, you don't have a health clinic that you go to, you know, it's trying to find resources in your area. And again, I'm not an expert in everybody's area, but certainly I'd be willing to help you find resources in your area if that's something that you need. But in terms of, you know, full disclosure and talking about mental health issues, you know, I'm somebody that I think people see on the outside, they're like, wow, man, he's, you know, he loves to talk and, you know, blah, blah, blah. He sure talks a lot. And he seems pretty confident and you know, it doesn't seem like much phases him, but that, you know, that certainly is a misnomer. You know, I over my entire life, I've sort of battled the worry, and I call it the worry, but it's probably, you know, anxiety in terms of, and I don't think it's directly surrounded by my, or created by my blindness. I think the blindness kind of illuminates the worry a little bit, but I've always been one that, you know, we grew up wanting to have good manners and be a good, respected member of society. And, you know, I grew up with the adage of my name is all that I truly own. So I really want to protect my name and protect what people think about me. And that's fine because it really helps guide you in terms of making good decisions and how it'll affect you in the long term. But sometimes it can tip the scales a little too much and you know, you can really worry too much about what people think about you. And so certainly in my life, I've battled dealing with worry and anxiety. And, you know, I certainly deal with it on a much lower level than other people do. And I can seem to get by with sort of my own coping mechanisms, and especially the help of my wife and good friends that, you know, are always there as a sounding board. And for me, that tends to be the way I can cope, is taking my concerns and taking my worries and just putting them out there as a sounding board. And I'm kind of a goofy guy, and I don't feel terribly vulnerable telling these things to my friends and my family, because I think, you know, they'll love me anyway. And I think that's one wonderful thing that I have. And I can definitely say I would encourage you to do as well. If, you know, if you're battling with anything, put it out there to your trusted network of friend and family, because you know what you're going to find is a lot of these individuals, I don't want to say suffer from, because, you know, I just don't like putting that label of like we're suffering from it, and it's just this horrible thing that's dragging us down. And it's not, right? I think it's something that we all deal with. Same with our disability. It's, you know, I don't suffer from blindness. It's just something that I deal with. And again, I deal with, you know, that general level of anxiety and worry. But I find that my friends and family, when I bring this up to them, they also deal with their own level of it. And some deal with it differently than others. You know, some have different relaxation techniques. Some cope maybe with food, some cope maybe with beer or wine. And, you know, some cope with it with exercise, etc. But everybody that I've encountered has some level of anxiety or mild depression, etc. Like we all have so much on our plate and so much going on that it's, you'll find some camaraderie there. So I certainly would encourage you, if you're needing to chat, rely on your friends and family, and you know, they certainly can be a good listening ear. And I mean, to that end, that's also what I can do in terms of the health and fitness program is, you know, again, knowing I'm not a mental health professional, but I have in my career spent many, many, many hours across the desk from somebody who, you know, deals with anxiety, depression, just the general struggle. The general worry of every day. And in my terms, it was trying to help them sort of deal with that and work with that and tell them that, you know, exercise is a good way to help combat that. But certainly I can be a listening ear for you. And so certainly if you don't have that network around you, then feel free to contact me and, you know, by all means, I can be that listening ear for you. You know, and we talked about how people cope, right? And in all honesty, I've got a few ways that I cope, and some are good and some are not so good, right? Like some people are maybe, I don't want to say binge eaters, but really like to eat a lot. I always found, you know, the two ways that I sort of cope with my worry and anxiety, well, I mean, there's probably a few different ways, but the two main ways are kind of counteracting each other, but they both have their effect. So I guess let's start off with the bad way. The bad way is I really love my wine, right? So for me, a glass of wine is a relaxation thing, but you know, you got to be careful, because with anything, too much of a good thing, you know, you've got to balance the fact that, you know, how much is appropriate amount of, you know, I'll have a glass of wine to take the edge off versus, well, wait a minute, how much wine did you just drink, right? So that's my coping mechanism. I don't, you know, I'm not one that'll go after the candy or whatever to cope. But, you know, a glass of red wine or more sometimes is my way. So that's not really always the best way to do it, I find, you know, because again, you can go overboard. But on the other end of the scale, you know, a good way, obviously, that I find to combat stress and worry is exercise, because, you know, with exercise, you're releasing all these chemicals, all the dopamine, and you're just, you know, pumping out all these chemicals that are the feel-good chemicals that make you feel relaxed and feel happy and feel at peace. So exercise is obviously a recommended way of dealing with some stress and anxiety and depression disorders and a lot of mental health conditions, and generally a healthier way to do it. Yeah, there can be too much of a good thing in terms of that as well. Some may say I borderline on the extreme of exercise as well, in terms of, you know, doing Ironmans and stuff like that. But I would rather err on the extreme of exercise, as long as you're making sure that you know, you're taking the days to relax and recover as well. And you're not basically creating injury. You know, you're not overstressing your heart or overstressing your joints, etc. But yeah, I find exercise is a great way to deal with that as well. So I'd love to hear some of your techniques for coping. And I'd love for you to share that with us, either on our email list, on our Facebook page, commenting on this podcast, sending an email that I can share with others as well. You know, how do you deal with those stressful times? And I mean, certainly we'll talk about this in a few minutes regarding the I Am More campaign, but you know, in terms of who you are as an individual, do you feel comfortable sharing, you know, what some of your struggles are and how you sort of cope with them? And again, my struggles, I guess, are pretty minor in terms of some others that I know out there that really struggle really, really hard with various mental health issues. And it's great to be there for them and to have a kind shoulder for them to kind of lean on and tell their story. And oftentimes that is certainly helpful. So, you know, if you struggle and want to share your story and want us to share it with others, then certainly we can do that. You know, it can help. It can help by giving others perspective that they're not alone, right? And that there's nothing wrong with sharing your story. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know what? I struggle with this a little bit. You know, it's a day-to-day kind of process that I have to deal with, but I'm working through it and I'm open to sharing my coping techniques and open to learning other people's coping techniques as well. So, yeah, definitely share with us your story if you wish. So, there's a couple of relaxation techniques you can try, right? And I try a few myself. One that I find is sort of the progressive relaxation, and I know that works pretty well for some. And one that you can try is basically if you lay down on your bed or on the floor, somewhere where you can be comfortable and you can lay flat out on your back. You can try a progressive relaxation. So basically, you have to be in a quiet room. You can't have the TV on. You can't have, you know, maybe you could have some like, you know, chill out music, you know, as if you're at a yoga class or something, but even just nice and quiet. Laying there, what you want to do is you really want to concentrate on how tension is perceived within your body, because a lot of us carry tension all over the place, right? We're just stressed. We're just tight, wound up balls of just stress. So essentially what you want to try to do is really focus on that stress and focus on how to relieve that stress. So if you think about laying on your back, a nice quiet room, and you think about starting from your toes all the way up to your head. Think about first just crunching your toes up really tight in a tight, tight ball and holding it for like 15 seconds, right? And just crunch those toes. And then after 15 seconds, just relax that tension and feel that the toes have relieved, you know, that tension, and you feel relaxed, right? And then do that with your ankles and your calves, right? Contract your calves and hold that for 15 seconds. And then after that, just relax, right? And keep breathing. That's really key as well. And breathing really helps with the relaxation. You find when people are really tense, they're holding their breath, right? And that's not, it's not a real good way to relieve tension when you're holding your breath, because that's basically holding in an exertion, right? You're basically tensing yourself up to keep your breath in. So we don't want to do that. So again, continue with that progressive relaxation. You've tensed your toes, you've tensed up your calves. Now you can move up to like your quads, your thighs. And so tense those up. So really figure out what motion tenses those thighs. And that generally is extending your leg. So like if you're kicking a soccer ball, that motion, you'll find that really tenses up your quads. And you can tense those for like 15 seconds, let it go, right? Again, moving up your body, you can do that to your stomach. You can do that to your shoulder blades. So pressing your shoulder blades back into the floor really hard for 15 seconds and then relaxing, right? Tensing up your biceps, tensing up your triceps, pushing your hands flat into the floor 15 seconds really hard and then relaxing. Tensing up your hands and your forearms and then relaxing. Tensing up your jaw, like clenching your teeth, not necessarily biting really hard, but just clenching your jaw and then relaxing, right? And you'll find that as you come up your body, there's this wave of tension that sort of is released. And all it's trying to do is to get you to sort of you know, release that built up stress that we sometimes don't even know is there. So that's one technique that a lot of people find works really well. You know, there's a lot of other techniques in terms of meditation. Yoga is great as well. And you've got to find sort of what works for you and, you know, and stick with it. And really there's no, well, I don't want to say there's no wrong way. Cause again, you know, you go back to coping mechanisms like, food and alcohol or, you know, even drugs, et cetera, not necessarily the healthiest, most natural way to do it. You know, let's find some natural ways to kind of work on relieving that stress, you know, meditation, breathing, progressive relaxation, etc. And I mean, with that note, there is a caveat that, you know, there are many medications out there that deal with mental health issues and help with stress relief, etc. And obviously, ones prescribed by your doctor are legit, right? Like you've got a doctor that's recognized what your symptoms are and is giving you something to help you, then for sure, right? But what I'm talking about is the, you know, binge eating, the alcohol use or abuse, the illicit drugs that you know, you're buying from some sketchy dude on the corner. Yeah, that's what we want to kind of avoid. So, you know, there's lots of ways out there to relax. And that's what today's topic was really about, is to kind of get people to think, you know, two things. You know, one, if you're dealing with any sort of stress, anxiety, reach out to your friends and family, reach out to me, if you want an ear, you know, a non-judgmental ear, just somebody to chat with, and know that it's okay, right? It's okay that you deal with this and it's great to actually bring it up and deal with it out in the open, because you'll be surprised with the amount of support you get, right? It's one of those things, suffering in silence. And we don't want anybody to suffer in silence, because, you know, it kind of leads to that second thing. You're just this pent up ball of stress and worry. And it's just, you know, you're just wishing it would go away. And oftentimes, you know, putting yourself out there a little bit and asking for help, or even just asking for a listening ear, can be incredibly powerful. So that's one thing we wanted to talk about today. The other one is really looking into, how do you cope? What are your mechanisms? What do you suggest? So would love to hear it. Email it, let me know. And yeah, we'll go from there. So, you know, again, that was sparked by some conversations recently and really got me thinking how important dealing with your stresses and worries and anxieties and depressions and other mental health issues can really affect your day-to-day and really affect your outlook on, you know, wanting to lead an overall healthy life, because mental health is certainly a huge caveat in an everyday quality of life. If your mind is in a good place, your body's going to follow, and you know, the good things will happen. So moving on briefly to a couple of the initiatives that we started a couple weeks ago. So just a reminder, the two things that we've launched, one would be the Local Champions Program. So again, me wanting to be there and to be, you know, your listening ear and to help you out in every little corner of the country, certainly I do my very best. But what we're looking for is sort of local champions, people in the various communities that want to kind of be my eyes and ears on the ground. So essentially you would volunteer to be a liaison for me with whatever community you're in. And the information would flow two ways. One, you know, you'd email me, I'd put you on my email list of local champions, and you would promote CCB Health and Fitness and all the things that we're doing, you know, our podcasts, our Facebook, our videos, any virtual challenges that we do, any other challenges that we do, and any information that we have. And then conversely, you would bring your questions and concerns and local issues back to me, and I can help you with that. You know, if your local group wants to know how to do a fundraiser to buy a tandem bike, or they want to know, you know, they're having trouble with a local fitness facility and accessibility, and I can walk them through some tips and some steps that they can take to really work with that. So if you want to be a local champion, if you're a member of a chapter and you want to volunteer to be your chapter's kind of eyes and ears on the ground for health and fitness, certainly email me. If you don't belong to a chapter, but you're just excited about doing that in your community, absolutely email me, put me, or get in touch with me, And yeah, we'll get back in touch with you. And the time commitment's super small. Once we get a good list going, we're going to have, you know, maybe once a month conference call with all the local champions just to consolidate our information and make sure everybody's on the same page and hear about some of the local concerns you guys have. Because again, much with the mental health issue, much with all of our projects, it's about information sharing and learning from each other. So be a local champion, step up, be an ambassador for your community in terms of health and fitness, and get in touch with me. Would love to hear from you. And finally today, one of the other things we want to touch on, which I'm really still pumped about, and I'm just really, really, really want you guys to participate on this because we've got some good stories so far, is the hashtag IAMMORE campaign. So hashtag IAMMORE. Basically, I am more than my blindness. You know, my name is Ryan. I am a triathlete. I am a husband. I'm a kinesiologist. I am more than just the guy who has retinitis pigmentosa and bumps into things. You know, I'm a person with talents, dreams, abilities. See me as a person. See that I am more. So share your story with us. Send us off an email with the story. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be short. Do whatever flows out of your fingers or out of your mouth. Just let us know who you are. Something quirky about you. What do you want to do? What's your dreams? What's your goals? We've got a few stories up already. One from Camilla. One from Marcus. You know, Marcus had a great one as well. You know, saying, "Hey, I'm Marcus. I dream of working in the music industry. I dream of working on heavy transport trucks, right? I dream of doing these things because I love these things. Oh yeah, by the way, I don't see very well and I have a guide dog." But that's what we have in common. We all have that in common, the fact that we don't see very well. What I want to know is, what do we not have in common? Who are you as an individual? What makes you, you know, unique? And I guess going way back to the very beginning, your name is all that you truly own. And I believe that. And what I mean by that is, there's only ever going to be one of you, right? There's only ever going to be one Ryan Van Praet, as far as I know. And even if you share the same name like John Smith, there technically is only one of you who was born on that day and time, and who has lived the life that you live, and who has the brains and the DNA that you have. So there's only ever one of you, and you have a story, and your story counts, right? You're not a disability. And I think that's the motivation here, is to get people to realize that their disability isn't who they are. It is not their life, right? It certainly can suck at times. It certainly can be frustrating. It certainly can have its challenges. But essentially, so does somebody living with paralysis, somebody with a bad knee, somebody with a bad back, somebody with dyslexia, somebody with mental health issues. Everybody struggles, and everybody has to deal with their own struggles. I don't want to say burdens, because I don't even like the word burden, but everybody has something they deal with. But that's not what makes them them, right? That's not who they are. So I really want to get more stories to share. And if you don't want me to share it online or in the podcast or share your name, I might ask to just call you Joe Smith and talk about you anonymously. But if you don't even want me to do that, that's fine. If it just makes you feel better, if it's more cathartic to just put your story out there and only for my eyes, just as a form of, you know, communication, then that's fantastic too. But I would really love to share them online. So the I Am More campaign, we're going to continue that going for a while. And if you put your name in, or you put your story in, either through writing or through a short video that I can post as well, you'll automatically be in the running for a pretty cool prize. And eventually we're going to name that. I've got a couple ideas so far. But yeah, submit that. So ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. Use the hashtag IAMMORE, IAMMORE. Share your story. Let us know who you are. And I know there's a ton of stories out there. I'm waiting for all of these people that I know with incredible stories to step up and share. It's not my place to tell your story, one, without all the facts, and two, without your permission. So come on, guys and girls out there. I mean, I met some incredible people, even at curling about a month ago. I mean, I met some incredible people. So share your story with me and let me know who you are. So Yeah, it's episode 22. We are March the 16th. I'm pretty excited for other things to come as we continue the Local Champions campaign and as we continue the I Am More campaign. Let me know your stories. Let me know your struggles with any particular mental health issues. You know, let me know your coping mechanisms. It's information sharing. It's creating that network, and that's what it's all about. We're not looking to create new sports organizations. We're not looking to reinvent the wheel. We're looking to help people live active, healthy lives where they feel like a totally capable individual who can go out, kick butt, take names. That's CCB Health and Fitness. Until next time, everybody, have an awesome day.